We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
It is 9:48. The show is next right here on KMOX. Right now, let's talk about the flu. How is the flu season stacking up? Dr. Steve Lawrence joins us now. He's a Washington University infectious disease expert at Barnes Jewish Hospital. Dr. Lawrence, what are you hearing about the upcoming flu season? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. You know, it's a little too early to say what our flu season is going to be like, but we certainly have been hearing some reports from Australia, which often predicts what our season is going to be like, that it's been very busy down there.
What are you hearing specifically about the Southern Hemisphere countries?
Yeah, so what's happening, because, you know, of course, their winter is occurring during our summer, and so they're nearing the tail end of their flu season, and it's been the busiest one they've had, certainly since before the COVID pandemic. You know, one thing that we really saw here, and why flu has been a bit on the back burner for a couple years, is that when COVID was circulating, we had very little flu for the last two flu seasons, and the big reason for it was that, you know, 2 years ago, people were both masked and not doing many activities. And last year, you know, more people were going out and doing things, but still most of the time people were masked when going indoors. And those two things really made a difference in stopping flu. You know, this year we're really concerned without, you know, much of a indoor masking for COVID that flu is going to really return in a big way.
Have you seen flu this summer?
No, not here. Flu is very, very seasonal. You know, we really don't see flu at all during summer months. And for us, you know, it's this time of year. And, you know, during our winter and in Australia, it's their summer. And so flu doesn't really occur in warm weather in our parts of the world. So, no. But the only way for us to really predict it is based on what we see happening in the Southern Hemisphere. It gives a little bit of a preview of what we might expect.
When should we get our flu shots?
Yeah, the best timing really is around October, early October. The reason is that it gives an opportunity to get it in your arm and start working. It takes a couple weeks to work by the time that we would expect flu to, you know, start really taking hold. And usually end of September, early October, that gives enough time. Now, if we, for example, start to see the cases jump up high like early September, we might want to push that up a little bit. But for the most part, right around October 1st is a good time to target your flu shot.
I usually get my flu shot every year at my mother's insistence. That's why I started getting it in the first place. And I've had the flu before. Who is most at risk for influenza?
You know, everybody's at risk of becoming infected with influenza, but who's at risk of getting sick actually very closely mirrors who's at risk of getting really sick from COVID. And age is the most important factor. You know, people over 65 are at increased risk of the flu, either itself causing really serious illness and pneumonia. And it also, though, has a very strong tendency to make other underlying health conditions worse, particularly those who have like chronic heart disease, chronic lung disease. It can really exacerbate those, and that's what often lands people in the hospital.
Dr. Lawrence, I'm sure you're getting this question a lot, but I'm going to ask it. It's because you're driving around, you're walking around town, you get a little sniffle, you later hear that the mold count was high, or you know, you wonder, when's the last time I had a cold, or is this COVID? I don't know what's what. And so can you sort out just what you're hearing from people and what generally are differences, what people should be aware of when it comes to allergies, cold, and COVID?
Well, I'll tell you, it sure does get confusing because there are so many symptoms that could be explained by many different things. But here are some, you know, potential ways to try to sort that out. You know, a little bit of a sneeze, itchy eyes, those types of things. Generally, that's allergies. If you start to get a lot of runny nose, maybe low-grade fever, sore throat, oftentimes that's going to be a cold. If you start to get fevers, that's when you start to really get concerned. If you have fever and shortness of breath with it, that it's going to end up being a higher likelihood of either being flu or COVID. Now, granted, sometimes mild COVID can present even with those things that are more likely with allergies and or a cold. But we really need to pay attention and really need to think about getting testing whenever any fever or trouble breathing occur. Now, getting tested with the milder symptoms, especially if there's a sore throat and a pretty excessive runny nose, those are things that really should prompt testing too. But a fever and trouble breathing really could indicate that it's something, you know, one of the more serious viruses that really do need to be treated.
And so there is this other question that people have had since the pandemic, and that is, okay, I've had COVID. Shouldn't that protect me? Could that protect me from other diseases, from other issues like the flu?
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't give you any protection at all versus other diseases. You know, our immune systems are designed to help protect us against the same thing that we see, but it doesn't really provide us protection versus different diseases. And so having COVID before does make you a little less likely to get sick when you've been exposed again, and it kind of depends on how much later it is, and also if it's the same variant or not. Same thing with flu. If you've had flu, you're less likely to get really sick from flu again if you're exposed to that same type of flu. But having flu doesn't help prevent you from getting COVID and vice versa.
You just brought up something really important, the change in variant. Mm-hmm. So you may get COVID and say, well, I'm fine for a while. I'm bulletproof for X number of months or whatever it is. But
right.
If the new variant comes along, Dr. Lawrence, that's different, right?
It is. And, you know, COVID's been increasingly tricky and something that has been a little bit of a surprise in how rapidly it can create new variants that change just enough that being exposed to it in the past doesn't provide a whole lot of protection versus getting mild infection with a new variant. But you know what's really important, though, is that, you know, the vaccines and prior infection, but, you know, in particular the vaccines, even if they aren't perfectly matched to the variant that's out now, they give enough cross protection to prevent serious illness in almost all cases. And so while it's, you know, something that's a little bit frustrating that it's not a situation where you get a shot and you're never going to get sick with it again and never even get mild symptoms. What's really important is that the vaccines do tremendous protection and almost guarantee prevention of serious illness if you're up to date with the vaccines.
Dr. Lawrence, I wanted to ask you a slightly different issue related to the pandemic. And that is, I mean, certainly we've heard that teachers are leaving the profession because they are worn out for a variety of reasons. But we know that those in the medical profession also are worn out following the pandemic, and maybe some nurses are leaving it as well. How are your colleagues doing at Washington University and Barnes Jewish Hospital?
Well, it's been a long couple of years, I'll tell you that. This has been really hard, especially in ICUs and watching individuals. You know, we've had in healthcare. And this really peaked about a year ago with the Delta surge, is that we just saw so many people who were dying that still, you know, even coming in and as they're dying, they were saying, oh, I wish I'd gotten vaccinated. And then others, too, you know, as they're dying, their family members, you know, perhaps being very upset, they're like, you know, still not believing that, you know, they're dying of COVID. And it was really, really tough for those who really commit their lives to serving people and to help them medically and to, you know, help them heal. When that's your career and that's your life's mission, to see that kind of devastation that's preventable has been really hard for a lot in this profession.
I'm certain it has been heartbreaking. We appreciate this time very much. Dr. Steve Lawrence is a Washington University infectious disease expert at Barnes Jewish Hospital. We started talking about flu season and those flu shots. October, once we get to October, make sure that you have administered those. Dr. Lawrence, appreciate it very much.
All right, thanks so much. Get your flu shots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.